is a podcast called Walk, Talk, Listen. An attempt to connect people and make this world a bit better by sharing opinions and experiences based on the belief that everyone's perspective is true, albeit partial. My name is Maurice Bloem, and I would like to welcome you to yet another episode of Walk, Talk, Listen. The guest that I have today will introduce herself. So without further ado, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name is Janani Shivakumar, and I'm a high school junior from New Jersey. And I'm very passionate about various social justice issues, including human rights, feminism, and animal rights. And I'm definitely passionate about talking about faith and spirituality as well. So I'm actually the founder of a nonprofit organization called Girls Play Global. And I actually started this a little before ninth grade. And I actually started this because I noticed that in rural communities of India, sports wasn't a field that was encouraged by families and schools. Especially for girls in those communities. And since I'm very passionate about advocating for gender equality, I wanted girls in rural parts of India to have access to playing sports just like any other boy would. So I started Girls Play Global to give free soccer training to girls in rural communities. And we've been going for about 2 years now, and we've impacted several thousands of girls.
That's so awesome. I mean, you know, I'm very into sports, and you know, one of the reasons that I walk 100 miles is also because I like walking. But soccer is my number one sport. So I grew up, and when I was around your age, I wanted to become a professional soccer player, and then I got injured. So that was not possible, and I was probably also not good enough anyway. So you were extremely young when you started this, so. Why did that happen?
Yeah, so for me, my I guess story is a little confusing because I actually was born and I grew up in the United States, and I lived here until about fifth grade. And then for fifth grade, my whole family decided to move to India because that's my parents' home country. And so throughout middle school, I lived in India. And growing up, I was really into sports, and I was mainly into soccer. And I had grown up playing soccer in the US. But when I went to India, I noticed that my school didn't let girls play soccer because it was generally a pretty conservative school. So they didn't really encourage girls to play sports. They preferred if we did things like dance or singing. So I actually my school to create a girls soccer team, but when they refused, I decided to join a all boys club team outside of my school, where I was the only girl with about 100 boys playing soccer every week. And the roads and the path that I would take, I used to ride my bike to soccer practice, and it was typically in very unsafe conditions that I had to ride my bike. And all of that put together just made me realize that girls shouldn't have to like struggle so much just to access a safe playing field so that they can discover their passion in whatever sport it may be. So when I moved back to the US for high school, I decided that I wanted to do something for my communities back in India, but instead of focusing on cities, because I was privileged enough to live in a more affluent area, I decided to focus on girls living in rural communities because I feel like that's where the most potential is. And if they have access to the resources they need, they can definitely succeed. So that's kind of the story behind why I started the organization.
Wow. That's such an amazing story. I mean, because when I think back at when I was your age, you know, I was definitely not thinking about these type of things, you know, taking care of others. So yeah, amazing. And that gives me a lot of hope, actually. I mean, you know, that there are a lot of people out there like you that, yeah, would like to make this world a little bit better. And so thank you for what you do. Amazing, really amazing. You know, when I walk my 100 mile, I have a lot of time to think about life and, you know, why are we on this earth? And so, yeah. And I also, as I mentioned to you, I speak with a lot of people about, because of that, you know, about the meaning of life and spirituality, faith, so what I'm trying to do in this podcast is talk with different people, you know, young and old, and to figure out what their thoughts are. So what do you think? Tell me something about what you think about why we are on this earth, what keeps you going, and you know, about thoughts that we that you have about life. Very big question, but
Yeah, that's a tough question, but I know that personally, that's something I've thought about a lot, mm-hmm. Especially with COVID. I feel like we've all had time to think a lot, and that's something that I've been questioning, because before COVID, I feel like I was sort of on a set path, and I knew what my goals were, but after COVID, I feel like all of that kind of came crashing down, and I had to reevaluate. And so personally, when it comes to like faith, I'm Hindu, so I follow Sanatana Dharma. And in Hinduism, I guess the main core values of Hinduism is about self-realization. And that means asking yourself why you're on this earth and what your purpose is. So for me, I've recently discovered that my passion and my purpose on this earth, I feel like, is to advocate for other communities and just be aware about other people more than myself. I feel like I'm the best version of myself when I care about other people and advocate for other people. So some of the things that I guess keep me going are advocating for issues like human rights, and then animal rights is another one. I'm also vegan, so definitely protecting animals and speaking up for them is another reason why, another thing I feel like is one of the purposes of my life. But yeah, I guess that's basically it.
Wow, I don't know what to say now. Are there, you know, when you think about, and because you were alluding to, you know, Hinduism there, so are there certain rituals that are important for you? Tell me a little bit about that.
So Hinduism, unlike any other religion, we don't have any sort of restrictions. We also don't have a single founder or a book that we go by. It's mostly, Hinduism is all about questioning your beliefs, the things around you, and practicing dharma, which is being the ethical and best version of yourself. So I guess the ultimate purpose of Hinduism is attaining moksha. And in order to do that, we go through different stages of life. So during this stage, since I'm still a kid, my duty or my purpose in life would be to educate myself and become aware and knowledgeable about everything in life. And then as I grow older, I would continue practicing Dharma and being ethical and doing the right thing while increasing my knowledge and also helping the people around me and empowering those that are weaker than me. But we don't have any set rituals that are like mandatory or anything in Hinduism, but all the rituals that we do, which are like pujas or going to the temple to pray, all of those are meant for the individual to achieve self-realization. And that comes in many different forms. So for each Hindu, it's very different. But our path ultimately is about finding the truth, or we call that satya.
And how do you obtain, how does that work?
So I feel like since Hinduism was originally from it's indigenous to India, back then we did have priests and teachers who would teach students in ashrams. But nowadays, since people, like societies have developed more, and considering that I now live in the United States, it's mostly up to me to actually learn about what Hinduism is and learn more about my culture and faith. So growing up, I actually wasn't very in touch with my roots, and I used to just sort of blindly follow whatever my parents used to say, or I used to just learn from my parents. But recently I've become more passionate about just learning about Hinduism, and it's like rich heritage and all the knowledge that it brings. So most of it is actually up to me to learn on my own and do my own like research. But there's also several like Hindu organizations that teach young people about the path of like Hinduism and what it means to be a Hindu. So but yeah, I learned from like various sources, but ultimately Hinduism, I guess, is about learning on your own and becoming aware of these things and what the meaning of life is on your own.
And do you talk with your friends about this as well? And how do they look at what you do, and how do they look at, you know, what you think, and how do you how you feel about this?
So I feel like this is kind of related to like the question that you asked a little bit earlier, but youth, I feel like, are sort of coming away from spirituality, I feel like. And I think that's mainly because there's a lot of misinformation and people aren't interpreting things correctly. So I feel like generally when you talk about religion or faith with kids, that's not really a topic that's brought up at all. So I personally, with the friends that I have in school, I don't think I've brought up my religion at all. None of my friends in school are Hindu, so I haven't really talked about that with them. But with my friends who are Hindu, we've definitely had conversations about a variety of issues and how we can we as Hindus can address them. And we're also, whenever we do talk about Hinduism, we're not just talking about like rituals or things that already exist in our scriptures. We're also talking about how we can work to improve our religion and our practices, and things that might be wrong with the religion, or if there's anything we need to be critiquing and learning from. So things like that.
Okay. And I told you I also talk a lot with faith leaders. So, you know, you have, if you would talk with them, have a message to them about how they should engage with the younger generation, what would you tell them? What would you advise them?
So personally, I would say that faith leaders should really work to connect kids with their culture first, because I feel like as we sort of develop and modernize, we're losing touch with our original culture and our heritage and our roots. So, and religion plays a big role in our culture and our identities and who we are. So I feel like faith leaders should connect kids with their culture, but also not be afraid to let kids ask questions, because kids love to question things, and especially in their teenage years, they love to rebel. And I guess that's what forces them to move away from their religion, is that when they do ask questions, there's no one to answer their questions for them, or they feel too pressured to believe certain things within their religion. And so that's why, like, in religions like Hinduism, we're encouraged to ask questions and challenge beliefs within Hinduism. So I guess faith leaders should definitely encourage young people questioning beliefs within the religion, so that they can adapt their religion to the current times. I feel like that's something many religious leaders are afraid of, but I feel like that's not something they should be afraid of, and they should encourage questions from young people.
Wow. I have another question about your organization. So I'm assuming you're not alone. So how many people are working with you?
So we actually have a team of young girls from around the world who work on projects and developing things like education materials that we use for these girls. But in India, we also teach and gives girls soccer lessons. So my organization, apart from teaching girls soccer, we also focus on like education, and we mainly focus on things that aren't really taught in schools. It's like social issues and focusing on like gender equality or climate change. So our team of girls, like from around the world, which is 30 to 35 girls, we focus on developing things like education materials or videos, and like hosting workshops.
Are there also people, school kids of your own school, part of your organization, or only children from around the world?
So there are a few of my classmates that are a part of my organization, but most of the people involved are just girls who expressed interest in the organization and our mission, and who have similar like values and passions, and then they sort of just expressed interest to join, and then we went from there.
Okay, nice. Are you still playing soccer yourself?
Yes, so I actually was playing for the past 2 years, and then this year, since I'm a junior, I got really busy with schoolwork, because I feel like this is one of the most challenging school years, so I wasn't able to continue soccer, but I am I also do track, so I'm still doing track.
Okay. If there is any message that you would like to give the people who are listening to this podcast, what would it be?
So I feel like that's a very difficult thing to put in like a few sentences, but definitely I would say something that we need right now in this world is for everyone to listen to other people's perspectives and hear the challenges other people face, and learn how we can collectively come together as a community and address those challenges, because there are so many issues in today's world. And I guess the best way to do that is for us to listen to other people's perspectives with an open mind, and also make sure that we're taking in the right and like credible information, so that we can, I guess, come together to address any sort of challenges that we face as a society, and that way we can progress forward.
That's okay. Thank you for that. That's an incredible message. You know, when you're done with high school, what do you want to do?
So right now I'm thinking about doing something in the field of psychology and like ethnic or religious studies, but I'm not completely sure yet, but for now I'm thinking about like majoring in psychology in college.
Well, whatever you do, I know you will be great. So
thank you.
I'm so impressed with you know, everything you do and also how you articulate it. So thank you so much for your willingness and time to share your experiences.
No, thank you for having me on this podcast.
Thank you for listening to Walk, Talk, Listen. Please check us out on www.100mile.org or follow us on Facebook.